Hi, this is Mike from Moonshine Agency, and thanks for tuning in today for our podcast called Imagine a World Without Words. So what does this move away from words mean for your business? Let's talk about it. Imagine a world without words, as we steadily read less and watch much more. How do we prepare to market ourselves and our businesses in a new visual age? Forward-thinking businesses can make huge gains by preparing for content 2.0 now. The searchable internet has largely been built on words, billions of them, designed to be read as much by Google bots as by human audiences. But I'm afraid the written word is a dying medium. This house of cards will fall as information technology supersedes words in favor of more powerful visual communications assets like video, audio, and images. It's important to note that while the written word is dying as a principal method of communication, the importance of literacy will take on a more important role as the hidden foundation stone of visual communications. Most of us now lack both the time and mental processing power to read more than a headline and a summary before moving on. That's why the average stay on a single web page is just 10 to 20 seconds. Visual and audio technologies liberate us to absorb more information faster and better than reading words. The reason for this is hardwired into us. Reading and writing are not skills we're born with, unlike seeing and hearing. When we receive information through audiovisual mediums, our brains are innately designed to receive it, make sense of it, and if it's deemed important enough, remember it, all at breathtaking speed. So what is the future of the written word? Let's start by thinking about where we do the most reading. From newspapers, books, on our computers and devices. The decline of print newspapers over recent times has been dramatic, and it actually sets the trend for all print media. This foreshadows the start of the paperless revolution. The current trend from books to audiobooks and film adaptations will continue to the point where publishing of books in the written form will be as novel as printing an LP is for recording artists today. Within a generation, only a truly nostalgic and environmentally irresponsible bookworm will opt for the arduous option of thumbing through a paperback. The same goes for all printed materials, especially marketing materials, which will become both antisocial and unaffordable due to their disproportionate reliance on natural resources. This not only means a shift to pixels, but a shift away from words on screen. Reading on computers and mobile devices is already unpopular, particularly for passages longer than a headline and a summary paragraph offering a clear value proposition. The result? More and more visual communication reminiscent of our user experiences provided by today's apps, which are heavily reliant on explanatory videos, images, graphic design, icons, and buttons to carry their key messages. Screens are everywhere. Computers and mobile devices themselves will take on a far broader definition in the future. As anyone with young children knows, the idea of a screen that isn't a touchscreen is now unimaginable for the next generation. Screens will soon replace whiteboards, menus, and even coffee tables and refrigerator doors. Our experiences will be enhanced as the smart screens that surround us will be dynamic, multilingual, interactive, and most importantly for our businesses, audio-visual. So should we lament? Would the great wordsmith William Shakespeare turn in his grave at the thought of this technology-inducing word vacuum? In my humble opinion, no. Shakespeare knew that the real power of words was through human performance, and I think he'd find our current abuse of the written word repugnant. So how do we market our business in this brave new world? The eradication of the written word from our daily lives will be slow but steady. Consequently, our visual cognitive abilities will be supercharged. Savvy marketers and business owners are adapting to this new world order now. The key is to stop looking at your content through the keystrokes of a word processing program and think about your brand in terms of its key messages and stories. While your starting point is likely to remain at your keyboard, the final communications piece you produce will evolve like a caterpillar into a butterfly into a far more beautiful and memorable creation. Your key messages will be worked into visual communications mediums such as banners, captioned photos, and infographics. Words will be used sparingly, allowing graphics and icons to do as much of the communication work as possible. As they already are for experts and thought leaders, stories will become among the most important assets to all businesses. So where do you start? In short, think more visually. Start with the wordy pages on your website and social media places and begin adapting them into more screen-friendly formats like videos and podcasts. This simple exercise will take you far less time than it took you to write the original piece in the first place, and it'll breathe new life into your old content. This is cheap and easy to do, and early adopters will be rewarded with a huge boost in their visibility online. So here are the five actions you need to take to future-proof your business. 1. Invest in quality video, design, and photography. Trust me, it's worth it. 2. Add a video to every key information page on your website. 3. Ensure your website is dynamic and mobile responsive. 4. Take the time to optimize your videos and images with search terms. And 5. Syndicate your visual communications assets across all your social media places. If you'd like to find out more about how to ride the wave of the paperless revolution, reach out to us via www.moonshine.agency. So what do you think? Do you agree with me? Let me know your thoughts on the dawn of this new visual age. Thanks for tuning in.